that one man really, what, the other?
Beat him up.
Okay. Do you have another expression that's maybe a little more colorful than that?
You mean when they get in
fight? Oh, like walloped him or whooped him or something like that. Tromped him.
Or gave him what was coming.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that, okay. Yeah.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he squats down on his...
You mean back, this would be the calf.
Yeah, but
up there...
There's another term sometimes people use just specifically for when people squat down. He squatted down on his...
Hunkers, or
yeah.
All fours.
Okay.
Hunkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, hunkers.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Oh, we got some right here. Stingy person. I call them stingy people.
Well, do you have any other words? Like a penny pincher or a skinflint or anything like that? Or would you just call him stingy? A tightwad?
Yeah, tightwad. That'd be all right. Well, we got them. Don't say nothing.
Well, would you say tightwad for me so I can get it on the tape?
Yeah.
Say
tightwad.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say he really looks... What?
He really looks bummy to me.
Okay. Now, would you use a different word if this were a woman instead of a man?
Well, I don't know. What would you say about a woman? For they would... Shaggy.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he really is...
Dressed up.
Okay. What would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say...
Spry.
Okay, that is certainly you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I can get along very well.
You know what your grandson told me?
Huh?
When I came up to the house, you know,
He thinks the world of me.
He seems awfully nice. Really,
yeah, he lives in back. So that was his wife that broke me.
Uh-huh. Let's see. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very... What? You have a word for that?
A lazy, ambitious.
Unambitious.
No good.
Okay.
No good person. That's what I'd call him.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
A woodpecker?
Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the edges of it? You know, instead of walking all the way around, he goes straight across. What'd you call it?
Well, I go across the field is what I call it. I've got me a regular path out there. I go to the store.
Okay. Well, would you ever say something like going kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
Oh.
Catty, that's what we call it. Catty-cornered, like if you'd start here and go there.
Okay.
You'd be going catty-cornered.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that a car skidded on the ice and went, what, across the highway? You know, if it just goes all around, crazy way.
Just skidded across?
Well, would you ever say something like cattywampus or every which way? Or Annie Godlin, or zigzagging?
I just say cattywampus.
Cattywampus.
Yeah,
okay.
I've heard that all my life, cattywampus.
Okay. what do you call evil spirits? Some people believe that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of...
Ghost.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'd call it.
Are there any ghosts around here?
No. Used to be some back around.
I'll turn...
No, my mother used to say she come out here one day that the old house used to stand over there by the railroad, the
uh-huh.
ghost house. And she said that this here girl, that how come the Cerenzy ghost to be here, that the old man Cerenzy, Mr. Cerenzy that was living there, his father was...